Hello, it's Random Sam again, and I thought I'd tell you another little travel tale. So, this is all about Rachel, and Rachel isn't a person, it's a town in Nevada. And I was going there because I thought it would be quite fun to go and see Area 51, which is not too far away from the little town. And Area 51, if you didn't know, is where the government is supposed to be hiding UFO technology and creating weapons of mass destruction out of them. Whether you believe it or not, it's a crazy little area, so you should go and check it out. So Rachel is this tiny little trailer town which has sprung up in the middle of the desert. I mean, the road to get there just goes on for miles, and you can basically see it all the way to the curvature of the earth before it kind of just drops off. It's quite incredible. So you pull up to Rachel and you're greeted with the little alien, because everything in Rachel is to do with UFOs and aliens. And the little alien is the bar, and it's the hotel, and it's the post office and the gift shop. So after settling into our trailer park, we pulled up into the bar a bit later on in the night, and we were greeted by two of the people who work there, the chef and his soon-to-be wife. So the drinks start flowing, and she's making these cocktails called Cherry 51s, and I'm not entirely sure what it had in it. It had a Grenovin in it and some rum, I think, and she... She was looking at a magazine, and I was like, oh, so what are you looking at? And she was like, I am looking for my wedding tattoo. I was like, a wedding tattoo? She was like, yeah, I'm getting married to the chef. And at that point, the chef comes in, a big burly chap, really loud and really friendly, and we start chatting, and I was like, oh, your missus is showing me your wedding tattoos, and you're picking one out for each of you. Yeah, that's a really sweet thing to do. And she says, Sam, it would be an honor if you could help us pick a tattoo out. And I was like, okay. So I'm looking through the magazine, and it's all looking a bit similar. There's a lot of American eagles in there. And the chef goes, do you want to see my tattoo I've got now, Sam? And then you may be able to get an idea. And I was like, okay. You could see he was willing to, you know, he wanted to show me his tattoo. And I was thinking, oh God, he's going to get naked. Not another naked guy. I've had enough of this in Russia. So he lifts up his shirt, and his stomach falls out. And on his back, there's this huge American eagle. And the talons are grabbing, like, what's a flag of the Confederate flag, and is flying off up his back. And I was just like, oh my God, I better make this a good tattoo. Otherwise, you know, I'm not getting out of here alive. So I'm going through the book, and I think I pick out a snake coiled around like an American flag for him. And for his wife, I thought I'd go for the safest option and pick out a flower, you know. And they seemed quite happy with that. They seemed so happy with it. I asked him, I was like, where were you before you being in Rachel? Because you're obviously, you know, you're not a local around here. And he looks at me and goes, Sam, 6 months ago, would you believe that I was a crackhead living in Vegas? I was like, oh God. And then he goes, so what do you want in your omelette tomorrow? I was like, what have you got? I've got potatoes, I've got onions. Yeah, that'll do fine. And the night just got even more random, you know. It's the first time I've ever been asked by a crackhead how I want my omelette in the morning. And, you know, that's just one of the random things of Rachel. I'll probably tell you another story tomorrow. But they were lovely people, but, you know, I'm not sure that... I wonder if they did actually pick my tattoos. That would, I would maybe have to go back, unless he's fallen off the wagon and gone back to Vegas to gamble and, you know, become a crackhead. So there you go, it's my 5 minutes up. Hope that was entertaining. Right, bye.